Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We're your hosts.
I am Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone, and it's going to be a fun episode because we got a lot of really cool stories to talk to you guys about this week. Also some fun news. I'm going to start off by letting you guys know that coming on May 11th and 12th. Oh, I'm sorry. 10th and 11th? 11th and 12th. No, 11th and 12th. 11th and 12th. See, you got me confused.
I screwed you up.
You screwed me up. We're going to be over at the Halfway to Halloween Festival in Drupa Valley, California. It's going to be an awesome event. Family day, the whole nine yards. Going to be giving away some tickets as well. So make sure you follow the social medias. Dana will be there only on Saturday. So that's going to be
awesome.
I'm so
excited, though. This is my first time doing anything like this. I'm a newbie. I'm a little virgin. You're going to pop my cherry.
You're going to have a good time. You're going to love it. It's the first time we're signing together and doing something out in the wild together, too. So that's really exciting.
I'm just riding your coattails.
It's okay. I have a big enough body to ride coattails. It's cool. But yeah, no, so we're going to be out there. Make sure you check them out. HalfwayToHalloween.com. Halfway to Halloween on the Instagrams. And so many cool things going on there. So make sure you check that out. I want to just mention, because we're going to be talking about some animal stuff later, but you wound up getting another two dogs, didn't you?
Mugla in for punishment. Yes, I did. I did. So here's the problem. Every time I open up Instagram, all of the people that I follow, not all of them, but a lot of them are rescues or volunteers in shelters and stuff like that. And then they post dogs that are on the euthanasia list and my heart breaks. And I don't know, yesterday I got a wild hair up my ass and I just hopped in the car and drove 3 hours away and pulled two dogs that were going to be euthanized today.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so they're in my backyard exploring right now.
All the dogs, but you just, in all fairness, four or five of the dogs you just, had sent out, right? Because you had a couple of the pups that were closer to me, actually.
Yeah, a couple of my boy puppies went to New York. They were adopted. They have their forever homes, which I'm so excited about. And then Evie, the girl puppy, is still with me, but she has a lot of applicants looking at her. So I'm hoping that her and her mama get adopted soon. And I'm hoping that, so the two that I pulled, Lexi, she's a pit bull mix, and then Lars is what we renamed them to. That you can thank Kai for that name. So Lexi and Lars, I'm hoping to find their homes too, because the more homes that I find for these dogs, the more that I can go pull off the euthanasia list.
Fair enough. That's always a good thing. And you have a good heart, Dana Pereira, a good heart.
I'm a glutton for punishment is what it is.
You are a glutton for punishment. That is absolutely a glutton for punishment. You know, and here's the thing is, like, you take such good care of those animals. Did you hear about that couple from Utah that had the pet cat and they wound up accidentally shipping it with an Amazon return?
Okay, so I saw a headline about a cat being shipped, but please enlighten me, what the hell happened? How do you accidentally ship a cat?
So apparently they have an indoor cat. You know, I always, when I had cats, I can't now because, you know, Danielle and Haley are both allergic, and and I'm better off. I'm a dog person more than a cat person, even though I am a Leo. But the cat was an indoor cat. And around like April 10th, it disappeared. They couldn't find the cat. They were like freaking out, didn't know where it was, supposedly. I mean, from what I read, its name was, I believe, Galena, and it was an emotional support cat. And the woman apparently had health issues. The cat was very supportive, but they were sending some shoes back to Amazon. And I guess, I mean, it must have been a big box? Because I see the
they
box.
They wear
there's
a
a
size
picture of it.
34 shoe.
No, no, no. But it is an oversized box. I mean, like, there was like steel-toed work boots and so forth in it. So there was like one, two, three, looks like four or five sets of boots that they were sending back.
Oh, they
in
were
this
doing
box.
The try-on method, right? They ordered a bunch, they tried some on, and then sent back the ones they didn't want. I get you. I see you. I see you.
So I'm assuming that, what do you call it, what had happened was...
What had happened was...
what had happened was the cat must have jumped into the box. Again, how they didn't realize the cat was in there before closing the box, I don't understand.
How did the box not make any noise?
Again, like I said, agreed. How do you not hear the cat meow? The cat's going to make noise. The cat's going to move, especially when you're picking up the box and moving it. Exactly. Scratching the whole nine yards. So what do you call it? The box. Now, the biggest question I had was like, all right, how the hell did the cat get in the box and nobody knew about it? That's one.
Right.
Two,
how did we tape up the box and not realize there was a cat in there?
Right. Two, how did the cat not die being flown? And being, it went, I think it was a total of like 24 hours without food, without water, without anything. Actually, it might have been longer than that. Hold on. Nope, 6 days. It went
what?
6 days without food and water. It's not 24 hours, 6 days.
I was going to say 6 days is like that, or not 6 days, 24 hours. I'm like, sure, that I could go 24. 6 days?
6 days. 6 days. I'm sorry. I was thinking of another story that was 24 hours. 6 days without food and water, trapped in a box. And what do you call it? Thankfully, what do you call it? Because it was sitting in Amazon Returns. What do you call it? So an employee over at Amazon had heard the noise. She saw that there was a like slight, I guess, break in the side of the box, which is probably how the cat was breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call it? And apparently the weather wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, so it lucked out there. But what do you call it? She found the cat, and then she was taking care of it, and then was trying to find these people. And what do you call it? And it didn't have, I guess, maybe it didn't have anything on the
like
collar,
a microchip or a collar.
But it did.
Yeah.
That's how they found them. So since it didn't have a collar, they brought it to
microchip your pets, people.
Yeah, microchip the pets. What do you call it? And she took it to the vet. The vet microchipped it and scanned it, I guess. And they called the owners. The owners didn't even respond at the beginning. Which I'm like, wait, you didn't even answer the phone? If my dog was missing,
didn't you say this was an emotional support cat?
Right. Exactly.
Like,
I call
something's
bullshit
not
on that.
Adding up here if you're not that concerned about your emotional support cat. Which, by the way, can we even talk about emotional support cat? How does that even exist?
I don't know.
I don't know a single cat that would have emotionally supported me. They would have been like, bitch, pick yourself up.
Agreed. Agreed. I agree with that 200%. What do you call it?
Stop crying, bitch.
they do, and then they make a bigger mess for you, slap you around a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they called. The woman actually had called back not too long after, so she did call. And what do you call it? They were on a flight the following day to get their cat, and they were just like, all right, let's go get our animal. But the woman from Amazon was like, she's like, okay, the cat immediately recognized the owner, and they reacted to the voice and ran to her. So, okay, you know what I mean? Maybe it was a mistake. Of course, the cat was a lot skinnier and pretty dehydrated, but all the blood work was okay, and she was unharmed. But that was lucky. How is it possible to lose your cat like that?
That is insane. Could you imagine being the Amazon worker that, like, opened the box and fucking out pops a cat?
Yeah.
Garfield's just like snacking on a boot.
Yeah, my God. Seriously, like maybe I wonder. I mean, 6 days without food or water—that's a long time. That's a long time. I'm surprised that they didn't find a dead cat in there. Thankfully, they didn't.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That
So
is crazy.
that was that. That was a cat story.
Well, you know what? Honestly, and because I know we're the Dirty Little Secrets Club, that is something that they should have kept a dirty little secret because it
Oh
does
yeah.
not look too good for you.
Oh no, and it is all over the place. Poor cat. Anyway,
Poor
so
little baby.
speaking of dehydration, one of the old favorites from when I was growing up. I don't know if you missed that wave or if you were on that wave at all, but Richard Simmons, what do you call it, was the king or queen, if you'd like to say, of the fatties.
You gotta
What do you
sweat
call
it out
them?
into that headband.
Yeah. And again, I say fatties with love because I'm heavy too. And what do you call it? And that was his whole thing back when, just getting people, into shape, moving,
Move
and
that body.
losing weight and staying healthy. And he did a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So he's gone into not necessarily obscurity, but he really hasn't been seen for quite some time. I remember for a minute there, people were wondering where he had disappeared to,
There
and
was
then
like a
he had
whole thing
resurfaced.
about him like being taken advantage of at one point. Like, weren't
Yeah.
people saying that like his family was keeping him hidden or something like that? There was some
Yeah.
huge crazy thing going on there.
Yeah, something like that. There was some Richard Simmons stuff going on for a hot minute. And what do you call it? I think that he's somewhat of a recluse at this point, where he's, really not. He doesn't have many friends. He's not, his family's not around anymore. He's kind of a loner. And from what I've read, and I don't know him personally, would be fun to meet him. What do you
I
call it?
know,
But
what a bummer. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
what?
No,
I'd do a hang sesh with Richard Simmons.
I thought for sure, like when I started doing all the conventions and signings everywhere, I thought for sure I was gonna run into Richard Simmons one day, and I never did. So what do you call it? There's still
Disappointing.
time. Still
There's
time.
still time, yes. He's still kicking. There's still time.
But apparently they're working on a biopic of Richard Simmons. And if you haven't heard, if you're living under a rock, apparently Pauly Shore, he's the whistle. If you need the whistle. What do you call it? So the Weasel. No, so he's gonna be playing Richard Simmons in it, and he's like super proud of it. And to be completely blunt, he is the best choice to
I was
play
gonna say,
Richard
what a
Simmons.
perfect person to play Richard Sim. Like, I can't think of another person that would be better than him.
There's nobody better than him other than Richard Simmons himself. And honestly, I mean, he looks so similar to him. What do you call it? He can do the fun, crazy stuff. I mean, I think that it would be ridiculous to not have Pauly Shore, to be completely blunt. But
Yeah.
he signed on to the biopic, but Richard Simmons is not signed on to the biopic. He has nothing to do with it, nor apparently does he want anything to do with it, because there's this big thing going on where he came out and was like, I am not involved in this biopic. I want nothing to do with it. I'm talking to some of my own people, and we're going to be doing our own thing.
And
And
he doesn't want Pauly Shore playing him either.
I is that I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I
Well,
have.
he did. I believe that he said, and maybe I'm getting it wrong because, fact check me, I guess. But I'm pretty sure that he was like, I'm not a part of this. I don't want Pauly Shore to play me. Like, I didn't sign on to because Pauly Shore and somebody else are the ones that came up with this biopic together. And
Right.
then Pauly Shore is responding to him about how he was like, I don't. He's well, he does it in a funny way, but he's like, I'm crying over here because you don't want me to play you.
Yeah.
And but he's also like, but that so many biopics come out that the people didn't sign off on or approve of or anything. They just come out.
Well, that's the thing, is that things come out, and what do you call it? You have no choice in the matter. Doesn't matter what you think, it's going to come out anyway. It's the same thing as porn. You know that at some point something's going to come out when you have something successful going on. You know that something's going to come out on it. You know what I mean? It's the same damn thing. You know, you have no choice. It's going to happen.
It's
So you
happening.
just deal with it and embrace it. That's it. You know,
Yep.
deal with it, embrace it. But this whole thing that blew up where Richard Simmons was freaking out about the biopic and you know, what do you call it? Like, I would assume that he'd have a much warmer approach to it, you know, and Pauly Shore again, like, why wouldn't you want Pauly Shore to do it? He looks so similar to you. He could do a good job. Embrace it. Get with him. You're still al- thankfully you're still alive to see this thing happen.
And can have some control over it. So that is something that is interesting to me. Like, because there are the ones where the biopics that come out where the people have no involvement in it and they don't approve of it. And then there are biopics that come out where the people are very involved in it. And it's curious because what I would assume that you would want the people to be involved in it so you could get details right and, you
Right.
know, all of that. However, it could also be a cover up where people don't want details to come out, so they kind of push those down. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is
I'd like
that
to see both.
I would watch both. You know, honestly, I think that if I was lucky enough to have a biopic done on me eventually, you know, later on, you know, I would like to make sure that I was a part of it to ensure the, you know, authenticity
Right,
of
the
everything that's going
accuracy.
on, because some things are, you know, I know they people exaggerate things. I also know people underplay things. So, you know what I mean? I would want to be a part of it. I
A
would be
little
like,
control in your own story.
right. And again, I don't know if Simmons was not cool with Pauly Shore doing, you know, being him. But Pauly Shore, I know, pushed the fact that and stated, which I think was funny, like, bro, like Leonardo DiCaprio is not going to play you. Brad Pitt's not going to
Yeah.
play you. Like, let's be
You
honest
have
here.
limited options here, and your option is
Right.
me.
Right. Like, I'm your guy, bro. You know, like, and do it now before I get too old, kind of a thing.
Yeah, maybe Jonah Hill at some point. I don't know, but right now it's Pauly Shore.
Yeah, like, and Pauly Shore said, you know, he wants to meet with him. Now, again, I don't know if anything else happened after this. I hadn't paid attention to too much, but
Well, I
again,
did see Pauly Shore come out and say, like, I'm done. I'm not going to do the biopic anymore. I don't know if he was being
really.
facetious. I don't know if he was joking around. But I did see Pauly Shore come out and be like, all right, I'm not going to do it anymore. He could have posted directly after that saying, just kidding, or, you know, whatever. But I would be curious to watch. If Pauly Shore was in the biopic, I would watch it
I
100%.
would,
Yeah.
yeah. I think that it's the perfect match. It is the perfect match because
Match made in
Richard
heaven.
Simmons, as amazing as he was and as entertaining as he was, it was exactly that. He was entertaining. He was he was not a comedian, but he was fun and outrageous and out there. That's what Pauly Shore has always been, outrageous and out there. So I think that
And
it's a perfect pairing, honestly.
you know what's going to be interesting about it also is that that time period was the time period where everybody hid their secrets, and you know shit was going on in the background. You know that it wasn't all just Richard Simmons being happy and jumping around and dancing, and you know, like, there's definitely shit in the background, that dirty little secrets coming out of whatever he was going through. I'd really like to know if the stuff about his family, like hiding him, comes out in that also. Gosh. Oh, I'm like, come on, get on board, Richard. I want to see
We'll
it.
see. We'll see what happens. It could all listen, it could also be a big ruse and what do you call it? They could be playing everybody, and
They
this is
could.
just a publicity stunt to get more people interested in you know, hyping it
It's
up.
working on me. It's
Yeah,
working. I'm
it's
here for
working.
it.
So I've actually got a couple of follow-ups today. So we've talked the last couple of weeks. We've discussed a couple of different stories that, you know, there are some spin-offs to and some continuations of. One of them was, what do you call it? One of them was the Gordon Ramsay pub. Remember I told you
Right,
that
the
squatters had gone in?
squatters. Yeah.
Apparently they turned it into an art cafe and then they took off. So
What?
Yeah. They made it into an art cafe. What do you call it? It was confirmed actually by People magazine that on April 15th the London pub was taken over by squatters. And then what do you call it? They created the Camden Art Cafe. What do you call it? As and they had identified themselves as the occupants of celebrity chef York's chefs York and Albany pub. And what do you call it? And that was on an Instagram post. So they squatted and took over and then renamed the place and then identified themselves nonetheless. That's some bold ass shit,
That's
right?
well, because they were trying to get eyes on themselves, and it sounds like it worked if People magazine picked it up.
Yeah. What do you call it?
So wait,
What
were
do you
they
call it?
serving food at this cafe?
I don't know. Let's see. Then I think they posted again. Hold on. We're sad to announce Camden Art Collective have left the building after being served papers yesterday. We wish those left in the building the best of luck in their endeavors. We hope to be a part of the community again soon. Watch this space.
You squatted. You squatted in Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Oh my God. April 13th, it was reported that the pub had been occupied by at least six people, and they boarded the windows, right? The 15th, it said that had been occupied by squatters. Let's see, it was listed on the market for about 16 million US, so 13 million, what is that, lira or euros, maybe, right?
Euros, yeah.
Sorry, and let's see. We aim to open our doors regularly to anyone and everyone. This was what they put out in an official statement on April 15th. Wow. The statement said, adding that they will provide free food and space to display their art without the ridiculous red tape that galleries require people to jump over. Wow.
Okay, hold on here.
Ooh.
So Gordon Ramsay is like chef royalty, right? Like everybody knows who Gordon Ramsay is. If
Right.
you have eaten so much as a hamburger in your lifetime, you know who Gordon Ramsay is.
Wow.
How do you squat in his restaurant that he is selling?
We're not talking about the gym squatting people. This is squat.
Yes.
This is not squatty potty, even though there's a lot of shit going on here. This is squatting in a place and then doing business out of said place.
Without paying for it.
Right.
And you're also in the business of being a chef. How do you squat in Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and expect to still have a career after this?
Well, I don't know. I don't
There's
know.
nobody that's going to be like, oh, you're the people that squatted in Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Nobody wants to cross Gordon Ramsay. He'll call you a fucking donkey.
What do you call it? The according to the
Bread
UK's
on your ears and tell you you're an idiot
is
sandwich.
an idiot sandwich. You're an idiot sandwich. It's disgusting. According to the UK's official squatter rules on their site, on the government site, simply being on another person's non-residential property without their permission is not usually a crime. Which is crazy. But the website also lists that vandalization, not leaving when ordered by the court, and using utilities as crimes that would permit police involvement. So what do you call that? So it is, yeah, they took the hell, they got the hell out of Dodge, let's just say. They
Yeah,
got the hell out of
well,
Dodge.
smart thinking. Get the hell out of Dodge because you're about to ruin your career.
Yeah, exactly. There's another one I wanted to also to let you know about, which is it's kind of messed up. What do you call it? But it
Uh-oh.
is Justin Bieber and the Diddy thing. Now, I don't know if you people have all been following along. I know we spoke about a couple weeks ago where there was a video of Diddy and Bieber kind of seeing each other and it looked like he was patting Bieber down and like it was just
Checking
weird.
for a wire. You
Yeah,
wired,
it was.
Biebs?
Again, I don't know what to think about all that, but there was a song that showed up on like YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and everything, and it's apparently a song with that sounds like Justin Bieber. What do you call it? That is called "Lost Myself at a Diddy Party." And what do you call it now? Again.
That's not so conspicuous. That's very out there.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing is that the lyrics, what do you call it, include lost myself at a Diddy party. Didn't know that's how it'd go. I was in it for a new Ferrari, but it cost me way more than my soul. Wasn't worth all the fortune and fame. And it continues. And it now again, I believe it's AI, but on Snopes.com, it says right on top, and Snopes is pretty good, it says unproven. So it's unproven whether this is real or not.
Or not. Got
now
it.
These again, as of recording, neither Diddy nor Bieber have reportedly said anything about this. They have not responded. There was no reply, you know, to this whatsoever from either camps or the record labels. So that's the only reason why I'm having this conversation right now is that if it was AI, and it probably most likely is, like, I believe
Could
it
be.
Probably is.
Could
but
be.
Wouldn't you have, like, come out and been like, this is AI, do not, you know what I mean? Or is Bieber specifically staying and holding himself completely away from it because he doesn't want to get sucked in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I mean, that's another good point. Like, I am definitely a person that is like, oh, you're trying to start drama? Well, I'm going to go over here until you find something else to focus on. Because, you know, like, if you don't fuel the fire, then the odds of that fire getting out of control are less likely. So maybe he is just like, nope, not fueling that fire. I'm going to go over here until, because your attention span is that of a gnat, and you will find something else to focus on very, very soon.
Right. You know,
however, did you see the picture that everybody is going insane about right now with Justin Bieber of himself crying?
Yeah, I didn't see the picture, but I heard of it. And then Hailey Bieber was commenting on it or something.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what all that's about, but there's definitely shit going on. One, I don't post pictures of myself crying. I find that whole trend to be so, so weird.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm of a different age, and I know that as I get older and it's just, I feel like it's all generational. The generation under me really likes to, you know, cry and post about it. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Speaking about crying, this is going to be a quick one. This was not planned. This just came through on my messenger.
Ooh.
So I'm going to throw this at you. Remember I told you about, what do you call it? To watch Baby Reindeer.
Yeah, I
And
did
you
not
haven't,
watch it.
Obviously, you've had way too much going on,
so much.
Life in general. So I that's but Baby Reindeer is a crazy, what do you call it, Netflix show. It's all based on a real thing that had happened and a real stalker. A lot of it, but it was done in a I don't
Is it
want to
like a
say.
based on true events kind
It
of
was
a
all
thing,
based,
but it
yes.
was different characters that they
But
used?
it was acted out. It was the actual characters, the names, everything. They even used the real messages that were sent, emails, texts, the whole nine yards, but it was being acted out.
That
So the
feels
whole thing.
lawsuity.
Well, so Baby Reindeer's alleged real life stalker, all right, threatened legal action over the show. She
Oh,
says that
well,
I'm the
there you
victim.
go. There you
So
go.
what do you call it? Right now, it's number one on Netflix. Okay. That's first and foremost.
Well, now I gotta go
number one,
watch
which
it.
Is definitely why I wanted to also bring this up now because it's current. I wanted people to know about this. The woman, what do you call it? I think maybe the woman's name was changed. I don't know, but it's the show, watching it, the events that had occurred were beyond ludicrous. When you watch this, you're
Oh
gonna go,
boy.
holy crap. And it's so bizarre. I don't want to ruin it, even though it's been out for a while. You didn't see it. I don't want to ruin
I'm
it.
going to go watch it now because now I feel like I have to.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
Coming from me, you need to watch it. You're going to be like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Oh my God.
I'm telling you right now. But she, what do you call it? She is basically saying that she wants nothing to do with it and that she's threatening legal action and that she's the victim when she wasn't the victim, plainly. But anyway, so that was just a quick, hey, this just happened type of a thing.
I hope she makes her own show and we get two sides of the story and then we all get to come up with it. I mean, it's not going to happen, but I love two sides of the story.
Two sides of the story. Yeah, I would love to hear what her side of the story is, because I really, really, really don't think that she's going to. Anyway, there's always two sides to the story. I'd love to hear what Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish, was thinking. What her side of the story is, marrying one of her daughter's exes. This is your story, sweetheart. You're going to take it over because I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, we are pop culture heavy on this episode today, but that's fine. So if anybody has been paying attention at all, there was this whole drama about Miley Cyrus's mom and sister. So Noah Cyrus, her sister, who is also a recording artist, meets and dates Dominic Purcell, who was the guy from Prison Break back in the day. I'm sure other things too, but Prison Break is what I specifically remember him from. Remember the brother on Prison Break that was also in prison?
I think so. I'm looking at the picture now. It doesn't really, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She meets and dates this guy. He's significantly older than her, but, you know, that's not new in Hollywood.
Right.
So apparently Tish Cyrus then meets him. And they start dating. They're now married. She dated her daughter's boyfriend. She married her,
she
daughter's,
married her
boyfriend.
Daughter's boyfriend. Oy, 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 oy. Like, how do you do that? Like, I can't. I just
we've
can't.
We've heard some shit, but we've always heard about, like, the girl dating around the family, right?
Yeah.
Those are the dirty little secrets that we used to get, was the girl dating around the family, mm-hmm. like the brother and the dad and the da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the mom marrying her daughter's boyfriend. That shit blows my mind.
My God. I guess
talk
he just
about
likes
sloppy
the brand.
Seconds.
He likes that brand.
Oh my God.
He likes that flavor profile, Dana. That's all I got to say. It's kind of, woof. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how you go and do. First of all, you know, like, I'm assuming that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that he had some kind of sexual relationship with the daughter. To go to the mother after that, and the mother to do that after that. I just, look, I'm not going to yuck their yum. I just think it's ridiculous. I think that's kind of gross.
People are, I mean, the decision-making process in that. And now think about the relationship that you have to have with your daughter to be able to do that. Because that is not a close-knit family thing. Like, you are, or maybe it's too close. I don't know.
Maybe. I can't. Like, well, I'm looking at it now, it's just kind of freaking me out. I'm going, what the hell? I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie, from some of the pictures, I mean, I don't think I've ever really seen Miley Cyrus's mother, but
she's
beautiful. Not so bad looking.
Yeah,
pretty,
she's beautiful.
Pretty woman. She looks much prettier than Noah does recently, from what I've
seen. I mean,
seen.
I'm not gonna comment on that, but
listen, I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying that, what do you call it? That the mother is a very pretty lady. What do you call it? But again, I think that it's just a, I think that's
it's a weird dynamic. It's a weird dynamic. So she gets married. Noah obviously does not come to the wedding. Her and her brother go to Walmart instead, which just adds to the juicy beautifulness of that kind of a story. And I say that in a sarcastic way. It's definitely not beautiful at all.
No.
But yeah, he went to Walmart instead and, like, posted pictures with her brother while her mom was marrying her boyfriend.
Lord have mercy. Ay, ay,
Lord
ay.
Have mercy.
Lord have mercy. What I don't. Yeah. It's a, oh, yeah. And she had a Billy Ray Cyrus shirt. And said that she loved her father on her Instagram stories.
Yep.
Something like that. Yeah, that's craziness. What do you call
Good
it?
Times. Listen, other people's drama is what fuels the Dirty Little Secrets Club. So,
it's true. It's true. Yeah. It's damn true.
It certainly did.
Speaking about drama, did you hear about the woman and the man who got married and then found out years later that they were cousins?
Okay.
Your face just says it all.
I'm like, the family dynamics are coming in hot with this one. Okay, so woman marries man, finds out later they're cousins.
Longtime husband, by the way.
Okay.
Longtime husband. How does nobody know that, especially having a wedding, how does nobody know that they're related? 10 years.
Was there no recognition? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. 10 years will give you such a crink in the neck. And then you find out that she's your husband, she's your cousin. I don't know.
Yeah, and 3 kids, three kids they've had together.
Do they come out with like 2 noses, 4 ears?
So as you dig deeper into the story, yes, they were cousins, but they were between 2nd and 7th cousins, according to the ancestry DNA thing. So they weren't first cousins. Does that make it better? I'm not sure. Like, isn't that how the world started anyways? Didn't you have to like intermingle with your family to make it spread out further?
I don't know about all that data, but
I am
maybe
not promoting incest, I swear.
I guess in the animal kingdom they do it, but you know, some weird shit happens in the animal kingdom. From you know, this the history saying that there was Adam and Eve, and you know, and then all of a sudden there's this population.
Yeah, all of a sudden, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know.
Okay, let's say you and Danielle have been together now for many, 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 many years.
23 years. Yeah.
23 years. Now, let's say you find out that she is your second cousin. What do you do at that point?
I don't know what I would do at that point. That would be gross.
You're like, well, I mean, we're already in it 23 years. Like, I don't know.
How would you not? Here's the thing. We had a wedding. We were in front of other people. Families were there. There's no way that there would not be somebody that went, hey, by the way, you know, you two are cousins. This one's related to this one. How did that not come out? What did you just did, you know, is that what they did? They did like the DNA.
I don't remember
thing?
Which. Yeah, they did a DNA
family
test.
Tree.
I don't know which one, but yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, man. Like, for real. How do you not know? If you had a wedding and it looks like it's a Hispanic family. So if it's a Hispanic family, listen, my wife is half Puerto Rican. What do you call it? I tell you this now. There's a million people, brothers and sisters and cousins of this one and that. You're going to know,
right,
baby, because everybody
culture comes
out.
Yeah, their culture is, you know, everybody's hanging out all the time. Like, big-ass family, multi-generations, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that. I guess it's like you have to be in the situation kind of a thing to be like.
Yeah.
But for me, I think that I would have the instant yuck. Like, if I found out that my husband was my cousin, I'd be like, ew. You know, like,
yeah.
I think I'd get an instant yuck.
Like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about it. You know what I mean? I think maybe I would get an instant yuck, but you know, again, you're married for that long. Okay. You know, like, but does it change things? It's got to change something. Smaller things have changed lives. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe in bed, instead of calling him daddy, she calls him cuzzy now.
Wow. Oof. Yeah. Oof, Dana. That was disgusting, young lady. You should be ashamed of yourself on that
I'm
one, young
very,
lady.
I'm very, very ashamed of myself.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty damn funny. But yeah, that was shameful. Anyway, guys, that's about all the time we have. We appreciate you. We thank you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week to the Dirty Little Secrets Club. What do you call it? Dana, would you like to leave them with the one only rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
Yes, as always, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you guys again, God willing, next week.
You think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.